Good evening. So I'm here to talk to you all tonight about something that has been on my mind the past couple months. As some of you know, I have started going back to school, and I'm aiming to get my master's degree in school counseling, where someday I hope to be a high school counselor. And the program has been, I wouldn't say difficult, but after not going to school for a while and then going right back into school, it's been a little tough. But so far, I've been really enjoying it. But as a part of the program, I have to do a word called practicum hours, where I actually go out and shadow a school counselor, or in other cases, just someone who's working with kids. And this has been really helpful for me because I've been seeing what my life could be like someday. I'm seeing what is actually the job that I'm looking for pertains. But what I'm seeing is I'm observing someone who has dedicated their lives to service, and that service is to help others, that their career is specifically to help young people, to help students, to help them graduate, but not only that, but to also help them to deal with personal struggles. And this is the kind of career that I felt like a calling to. It's something that I've always felt good at doing, listening to friends and trying to help them deal with their problems. And so far in this program, I'm excited for what the future can hold for me. But as I reflect and look at my current life, I can't help but feel a little disappointment, because I can see the good that I want for my future. I can see the things that I can do, the people that I can help, the service that I can do. But then I'll look at my present, and I'm not sure that I'm living that future self more as living a different self, that I tend to put my own personal needs above others. And it's because I make so much excuses that I'm too busy or that I can't do anything. But if I were to truly evaluate my time, I could see that my focus isn't on what it should be. My focus is on things that I would rather do. So I can't help but ask myself, what can I be doing? Or what should I be doing? I know I have a job, and I know I have bills to pay, and I know school is important because it's what I want for my life. Yet is that all I could be doing right now? Could I be doing more? Now, if you like, I'm going to read a short little bit out of John chapter 13. It's going to be verses 12 through 17. And at this point, Jesus is currently washing his disciples' feet after a brief conversation with Peter, trying to get him to settle down so that way Jesus can make his point. It says, when he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set for you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you see these things, you will be blessed if you do them. As we examine what Jesus is talking about, we can understand what he's showing his disciples. That example that no one person is greater than another person. And that to follow Christ is to seek a life of service towards others. And in this way, we serve God by serving others. But also, that when we serve the people around us, the people that we are serving, we set this example. We set a Christ-like example for ourselves, so that way when others see us, not only will they see the servant who loves them, but they will also see Christ's love in action. So I ask myself again, am I setting that example? Could I be doing more? Do I feel comfortable with what I am doing? Or could I be doing better? In Galatians, Paul writes this: "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself." When I look at myself, I can see the urge. I can see the things that I want, the things that I could do for myself, and the joys that I could have. And in reflection, I realize that I forget what my true purpose in this world is, what God has been calling me to do. What Paul is trying to get at is that God gave us free will. We live on this planet, we have freedom to do whatever we want, but God is calling us to do better. He is calling on each and every one of us to do something better with your life. And God is calling you to dedicate your life towards Him, to set an example for others, so that way they can find Christ through your actions. And again, Paul makes this very clear in Colossians when he says, "Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward, and that you are serving the Lord Jesus Christ." If we dedicate our lives to Christ, He has promised us a reward. He has promised us this inheritance. That if we believe in God and we believe in His promises, then why do we still seek out our own ambitions? Why do we still serve man and not God? Why do we still serve ourselves and not others? I know when I was at Puerto Rico, I felt so pumped to be out there. I felt so ready to do work for others, because I could see a need on that island. I could see others struggling. I could see the work that we were doing actually make a difference. And I pushed myself really hard that weekend, because I wanted to do something that I could be proud of doing. I wanted to do work that when others looked at it, they would see not myself, but see Christ. And then I look at the time from Puerto Rico until now, and I wonder, where has that passion gone? What have I done since then? All this energy, all this need exists here in Ventura. And even though I wish I could have done more in Puerto Rico, it was still something I was proud of. And I asked myself, have I let my own desires surpass the will of God? And in Philippians, Paul also writes this. He says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking toward your own interests, but each of you to the interest of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ, who, being in very nature God, did not consider God's power something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even a death on the cross." Christ Christ's mindset, this example, this life that he led on this earth, this example that he left for all of us, was that of a humble servant. And I feel that living in this world, I think that this world helps us to forget this. Not actively forget it, but in a passive sort of way. Meaning that we let the comforts of this world blind us from really what our purpose is. And we think that we are entitled to these comforts, that we've worked for them and that we earn them. Because God gave us freedom. He gave us free will to choose what we want for our lives. He's given us life, but he's given us the freedom to do what we want with our life, whether to do bad or to do good. He gave us free will because God loves us, because God is love. And he gave us this free will so that we can choose to love each other. Not that we could choose to love ourselves. And that our main purpose on this planet is to spread God's love. Yet for some reason, we still choose to love ourselves. It's something that I feel, but I feel that we all have to be accountable for what we do with our lives. And that when we let the world blind us, it's not anyone else's excuses. We can't say that we are too busy. We can't blame others. Because we have to recognize that there are others in need, that there is work to be done here. And that even though I make excuses, realistically, I have time. My life is not that busy. I sometimes say it is. I say that I'm too busy. But what I'm really saying is that I'm too busy for God. And I like to think that someday I'll have more time. Someday I'll work a career where I can give back to the world, where I can do some good, where I can be a servant. Realistically, what I'm saying to God is, yeah, sure, God, I'll be your servant. I'll do what you want. Just not right now, I'm a little busy. But trust me, God, after I do all this work, I'll be your servant, and you'll be pleased with me. We feel this way because we let the world blind us from what God wants from us. He wants our lives to be filled with love, not in the future, but right now. Because I know that we all have important things in our life. And I know it can be difficult to figure out how to work everything together. But we forget this main important fact, that God's will, God's love, is the most important thing in our life. And that all other things, all other earthly things, do not come first before God's will, before God's love. And this is the reason why we should all be able to find time for God's will. Because we are God's servants. We are his children. We are here for God's love. And we have no excuses that we can't find anything to do, can't find any needs to do, because we have people here that are struggling. But we also have people who work here, who actually dedicate their careers to service. We have people like Joe, Dave, and Donna. We have these connections because they know what work needs to be done. And we can see We can see how Joe is trying right now to get us all to be more active, to be more of service. And I'll be the first to admit that I don't believe that I'm doing enough. That whenever Joe has something going on, I seem to always have work to do or have some homework assignment that needs to get done. And so I make up an excuse. But honestly, when Joe asked me, when Dave asked me, when anybody asked me for help, my answer shouldn't be, no, I can't do that, and just insert some excuse here. My response should be, I can't right now, but I promise I will find time, and then fulfill that promise. Set time in my week where I can actually be of service to others. And I know some of you, maybe you don't feel this way, or some of you just might. Some of you might feel that you're living selfish lives, or some of you might feel that you are too busy. But we have to take responsibility for our actions. We can't put in a minimal amount of work and hope that it's enough for God. Because God wants us to spread love. He never wants us to stop working to help others. He wants us to follow Christ's example and be a humble servant. So I'm telling you all tonight that you shouldn't get comfortable. That comfort is the first step in being lazy. And when you're lazy, you make plenty of excuses. But God expects better from all of us. Now, if anyone has a need or someone to talk to, there are plenty of people here to talk to. And if you need, you can come forward right now as Doug leads us in this song.